Chapter 19. Vince Masuoka was already bustling around when I got to the lab.
"Hey," he said, "I ran my ecstasy test on that stuff from the Everglades."
"Wonderful," I said, "just what I was going to suggest."
"So it's positive," he said, "but there's something else in there, too, that's a big part of it."
He shrugged and held up his hands helplessly.
It's organic, but that's about all I got."
"Persistence," I said. "We will find it, mon frère."
"Is that French again?" he said. "How long are you going to keep doing French?"
"Until the donuts get here," I said hopefully.
"Well, they're not coming, so zoodalores to you," he said, apparently unaware that he made no sense in any language, let alone French.
But it was not really my place to educate him, so I let it go and we got busy with the sample from the cannibal party punch bowl. By noon, we had run almost every test we could do in our own small lab and found one or two useless things. First, the basic broth was made from one of the commercially popular high-octane energy drinks. Human blood had been added in, and although it was difficult to be absolutely certain using the small and badly degraded sample, I was reasonably sure it had come from several sources. But the last ingredient, the organic something, remained elusive.
"Okay," I said at last, "let's go at this a different way."
"What?" Vince said, "with a Ouija board?"
"Almost," I said. "How about we try inductive logic?"
"Okay, Sherlock," he said. "More fun than gas chromatography any day."
"Eating your fellow humans is not natural," I said, trying to put myself into the mind of someone at the party, but Vince interrupted my slow-forming trance.
"What?" he said. "Are you kidding? Don't you read any history at all? Cannibalism is the most natural thing in the world."
"Not in 21st century Miami," I said, "no matter what they say in the Inquirer."
"Still," he said, "it's just a cultural thing."
"Exactly," I said. "We have a huge cultural taboo against it that you would have to overcome somehow."
"Well, you got them drinking blood, so the next step isn't that big."
"You've got a crowd," I said, trying to shut out Vince and picture the scene. "And they're getting cranked up on the energy drink, drawn in with the ecstasy, and psyched up by watching. And you probably have some kind of hypnotic music playing." I stopped for a second as I heard what I had said.
"What?" Vince said.
"Hypnotic," I said. "What's missing is something to put the crowd into a receptive mental state, something that, you know, works with the music and everything else to make them suggestible in the right way."
"Marijuana," Vince said. "It always gives me the munchies."
"Shit," I said as a small memory popped into my head.
"No, shit wouldn't do it," Vince said, "and it tastes bad."
"I don't want to hear how you know what shit tastes like," I said. "Where's that book of DEA bulletins?" I found the book, a large three-ringed notebook into which we put all the interesting notices sent to us by the DEA. After leafing through it for just a few minutes, I got to the page I remembered. "There," I said, "this is it." Vince looked where I pointed.
"Salvia divinorum," he said. "Hey, you think so?"
"I do," I said, speaking from a purely inductive logic standpoint. Vince nodded his head slowly.
"Maybe you should say elementary," he said.